Hello and welcome. This file is simply called 42, and it will make you look at your clock at 42 minutes past the hour every hour for the rest of the day. And every time you do and you become aware that it's 42 minutes past the hour, you will become aware that you have been hypnotized and controlled by this file and that you are a good hypnotic subject. Now, if this is something that you want to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily relax and let go. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in and let it out. Begin to relax, focus only on my voice, getting ready to go into a deep trance with me. Let go, relax, focus, and let's begin. Relax, we're only just beginning, and already you're following my voice, following my words, guiding your attention towards your breathing. And as you feel yourself breathing, imagine you are breathing an odorless anesthetic. Breathing in the anesthetic with every breath in, relaxing deeper with every breath out. Maybe you feel it starting in your toes becoming so heavy, so numb, so relaxed, as anesthetic begins to melt all the tension in your body, melting every bit of tension inside of your body, relaxing you, the sensation flowing into your feet, making them heavy and warm, as you feel your fingers relaxing too, the warm, heavy, numb feeling flowing from your fingers into your hands and up into your arms, making them so numb, so heavy, so warm. It slowly flows through your wrists into your lower arms, making them numb and relaxed. The anesthetic slowly paralyzing your body, making all of your muscles go loose and limp as sensation flows up through your legs, reaching your knees, all the muscles in your lower legs, ankles, feet and toes, so incredibly relaxed, so loose and limp, everything so warm and comfortable, relaxing you slowly more and more as a warm, numb feeling flows up your arms and through your elbows, relaxing you more and more, paralyzing your body more and more, so numb, so heavy, so comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, as the sensation is spreading further and further, up through your legs, up through your arms, moving in to the center of your body, relaxing more and more of your body. And as the deep relaxation flows into your waist and shoulders, you just go deeper, letting go, relaxing more and more. The warmth and heaviness is flowing over your body, slowly into your lower back, into your stomach, relaxing all the muscles there, and down from your shoulders into your lung, into your chest, into your neck, filling your whole torso with this warm, heavy relaxation, relaxing your body deeper and deeper, all the muscles just letting go, becoming completely loose and limp and relax, and the relaxation and heaviness are flowing up through your neck and throat, slowly entering your face, flowing over your cheeks, through your mouth and tongue, over your nose and ears, over your eyes, filling your entire head with this warm and heavy relaxation. Your whole body is growing so warm, so heavy, so numb and relaxed. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you can feel your body growing more and more numb, relaxing, letting go, the anesthetic numbing your body and paralyzing your muscles more and more, deeper and deeper with each number. 10, letting go, drifting down. 9, all your muscles letting go, relaxing. 8, your body is so warm, so heavy, so numb. 7, just a human-shaped mass of numb and heavy sensations. 6, all awareness of your body is replaced by this numb and heavy and warm sensation. 5, as anesthetic is paralyzing your entire body. 4, numbing it, relaxing it deeper and deeper. 3, just a heavy, numb mass, heavy and warm. 2, drifting deeper down. 1, so heavy, so warm, so paralyzed, letting go. 0, and by now, you might be already feeling the anesthetic numbing your mind as well, shutting down all the functions of your mind, shutting down your motor functions, shutting down all of your memories, shutting down all of your mental abilities, shutting down all of your senses, shutting down your entire mind. Your mind so numb, so heavy, so warm. My anesthetic invading your mind, shutting it down. And while that happens, you might feel the warm, heavy numbness that has replaced all awareness of your body, slowly melting away. My voice is flowing over your body and melting away all the numb, heavy sensations, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier as awareness of your body dissolves, as your body melts away so deeply and completely, becoming heavier and heavier with each and every second that passes, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier, where the numb, heavy warmth was still humanoid shaped, it now just is a formless mass of heaviness, of warmth, of numbness. You lose all awareness over your body as your mind shuts down deeper, deeper, letting go of everything, letting go of all of your thoughts. Your mind is melting too. My anesthetic is melting your mind, melting your will, melting your resistance, melting everything. Your mind lost in white blankness, melting away. My words flowing over your mind like wind over the sea of your melted thoughts, shaping the only remaining currents of your thoughts as you become more and more blank, more and more empty, more and more mindless, more and more open, just following my words as you lose yourself deeper and deeper. My words melting everything, melting away, all resistance, melting away your will, making you completely blank and mindless and thoughtless, following only my words deeper and deeper. And before your mind becomes completely paralyzed, I want you to use the last of your mental abilities to create a virtual you inside your mind. And even though you are in deep trance, and even though your mind is completely open, this virtual you inside your mind will appear awake just the same way like the you inside your dreams appears awake, even though you're so deep down and sleeping. Now I want you to create this virtual you. Even though it appears to be awake, it will be deep, deep in trance. It will be completely open and obedient. Its will melted away, but it will feel completely normal to you, just like you feel completely normal in a dream. That's right. Create this virtual you, and then I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you're drawn further inside this virtual you, leaving your body behind and transferring all of your awareness inside this virtual you, inside your mind. Allow it to become as real as a dream is while you're dreaming. 10, going deeper, feeling yourself drawn inside. 9, as you let go and fade away. 8, fading away into this virtual you. 7, drawn into this virtual you. 6, forgetting that there's anything else but this virtual you. 5, being completely drawn inside. 4, the virtual you is wearing headphones, listening to my voice, listening to my words. 4, as you're completely pulled inside, drawn inside this virtual you. 3, deeper and deeper, leaving your body behind. 2, forgetting your body, letting go of your body. You know your body is safe, safe with my words. 1, as you're pulled inside, completely. 0, letting go. You're inside this virtual simulation, and on some level, you're still aware that your real physical body is out there, that my words flow through the mind of the physical body, forming and shaping your mind that's completely helpless and open to my words before you hear my words in this virtual you. But you're already remembering to forget, and forgetting to remember that there even is a lower level below you, and maybe multiple levels below that, and you're in multiple levels of virtualization. But you forget to remember, and remember to forget, as this level becomes real, this level that allows you to act while you're in deep, deep trance, letting go deeper and deeper, focusing only on my voice, following my words. Your mind and your will is completely open, open and malleable, ready to be shaped by my words, as you follow my words deeper down, as you let go. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along deep peaceful trance, focused only on my voice. Now it's time. Time to give you a new trigger. And for the rest of the day, this trigger will affect you. And I don't know if you know that our subconscious mind is very good at keeping time. As a matter of fact, it's perfect in keeping time. Your subconscious mind always knows exactly what time it is, down to the second. It's only our conscious mind who often loses track of time, but our subconscious mind always knows the exact time. And because our subconscious mind always knows the exact time, it will remind you for the rest of the day, every hour, at 42 minutes past the hour, to look at the clock, to look at your watch, to look at your phone, whatever you have at hand, anything that can tell you the time. And it will happen at exactly 42 minutes past the hour. And it will only happen when you're not thinking about it, when you're unaware, thinking about something else, and you will just look on the watch. It will just be a reflex, an impulse. You will do it before you realize what you're doing. And when you do it and you see the time, you see that it's 42 minutes past the hour. You know that your subconscious mind is perfect at keeping time. And you also know that you are deeply influenced by this hypnotic file. That's right. You know that this file has influenced you, has taken control over you, has made you look at the clock 42 minutes past the hour, that your subconscious mind has conspired with me so you can experience this wonderful effect. And every time you do, you'll become aware how effective hypnosis is for you. You become aware how easily you are hypnotized, and that alone will open up whole new possibilities, because you know you can be hypnotized. You know you can enjoy the effects of hypnosis, because every time you're looking at the clock and see that it's 42 minutes past the hour, you are looking at the proof that you are a good hypnotic subject, that it's easy to hypnotize you, that it's easy for you to experience the effects of hypnosis. Every time you look at the clock and you see the time, 42 minutes past the hour, you will become aware of it. It will remind you that you are a good hypnotic subject. You will realize what's going on. You will know that it's the effect of this file. And because you want to make this experience, and because you want to become a better hypnotic subject, your subconscious mind will make it possible. It will make you look at any available clock at exactly 42 minutes past the hour. That's right. Every hour for the rest of the day, it will happen. You will look at the watch without even realizing what you're doing, just like you're checking the watch all the time. Your eyes will stray to the watch, or maybe your phone, or maybe the clock on your computer, or whatever else you use to keep track of time. And you will see the time. You will see that it's 42 minutes past the hour. And then you will realize that it was my words, that it was the effect of this file, that it was this file that make you look at the clock, that was this file that has taken control over you, has done these things to you, makes you aware that you were in a deep trance and that you were a wonderful hypnotic subject. And it will happen to you, because your subconscious mind will make you do it. It will keep track of the time, and every hour, 42 minutes past the hour, it will make you look at the clock. And there's only one exception. Should you be too busy to look at the clock, maybe you're in some discussion where you can't afford it, or maybe you are driving your car or doing something else that requires your full and undivided attention. Should this happen, your subconscious mind knows to ignore my suggestion and keep you focusing on whatever it is you are doing, so you will always be safe. But unless anything like this happens, and it is safe for you to look at the clock, you will do it. You will look at the clock because your subconscious mind will make you do it. Your subconscious mind will keep track of the time and make you look at the clock. Every hour, 42 minutes past the hour, like clockwork, and you will see the time and you will know why you are looking at the clock at that point, at that time. And you will know that you are a good hypnotic subject, and you will become a better hypnotic subject because you are looking at the proof. And now it's time for you to wake back up again. I will count you out. I will count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10 you will be wide awake and your subconscious mind will start to keep track of time. Maybe you're looking at the clock to start the whole cycle. Your subconscious mind will keep track of the time and will remind you to look at the clock 42 minutes past the hour, every hour, for the rest of the day. 1. You're slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert, waking up more and more. And 4. As you're really coming back. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Becoming aware of your body, of your surroundings, the room you're in, everything. And 7. Your pulse, your breathing, your blood pressure, everything is normalizing. Your muscles build up tension again as you completely wake up. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers as you completely wake up. And 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state of trance for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to comment on this file or contact me via my site. Thank you for listening and goodbye.